Hey guys, so this weekend, Friday, Saturday, March 24th, 25th, I'm going to be performing in Seattle, Washington, Laughs Comedy Club, Seattle, Washington, this weekend, four shows, Portland, Oregon, May 2nd, May 3rd, Helium Comedy Club, Washington, D.C., big homecoming show. Friday, June 2nd at the 9:30 club. That's a big one. That's a big one. I want to sell that one, out. It would be embarrassing if I didn't. It would be really embarrassing. They're going to fucking kill me. They're going to fucking kill me if I don't fucking sell this one out. I'm going to be fucking dead in a ditch. 9:30 club. Washington, D.C., Friday, June 2nd, and this July at the Bell House in New York, I'm going to be doing a couple shows there and taping them, I think, so we'll have links for that soon, but there it is, there's all the shows, come to the shows, buy tickets, bye, okay, bye, thanks, enjoy the episode, Andrea Jin coming up.
Ooh-wee. Folks, welcome to the Brandon Jamel Show, the most epic podcast in the world.
Man.
Man. Today in Stu, Andrea Jin.
Hello.
Welcome. Hey. Hey, cheers. Hey.
Oh, boy.
Everybody's hydrated. We're having hot liquids. LA, it's so cold.
No, it's, it's so scary.
It's hailing.
It's so scary. I'm so scared.
I was in
Beverly
Hills.
It is hailing.
It was hailing.
I was Rocks in Beverly Hills and it was hailing.
Falling from the sky. In Beverly Hills.
They couldn't stop it in Beverly Hills.
I didn't think that was allowed there.
They had mesh over the. Still got through.
I mean, that's an interesting thing about Beverly Hills. It's designed to keep pores out.
The Negroes out? Oh yeah,
sure. Designed it so that you can't get you can't go freeway Beverly Hills.
Oh.
They tried to do the same thing with Georgetown in DC, but
yeah.
It's just too many. Niggas is too strong. We just got through. We ran through the barricades.
No, we gotta have a revolution, man.
But I don't even want to go to Beverly Hills. Well, doesn't have anything I want.
It's
so far.
I don't know. I don't want to go to the Beverly Hills Target.
No.
Yeah, what is there? What do they have to offer?
Like some Italian spots.
Mm.
It's a lot of
Crate and Barrel.
Yeah, luxury stores over there. But Maserati. I'm a Ralph man. You know, I like going to the Ralph store over there. But a lot of that other stuff, I find it gauche. Hey. I'm post fashion now.
You're over it?
Yeah.
What?
I'm over it.
Damn, this is like a big story.
I'm post-fashion. I bought enough clothes.
Brandon's done with getting dressed.
I'm still, you know, yeah, I still like it.
What are you doing now? But
just wearing the clothes I have. I'm trying to... So we gotta sell some clothes again, Jamel.
It's true. That's what the plug is. Hey, one of these days we'll get one at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah,
but you gotta wake up for real, dog. You gotta be up at 6 a.m., man. Me and Brandon selling clothes together. He's like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'm setting up at this time. Brandon show up. I already set up. he shows up at 11 a.m. with shades on. I'm like, this ain't a movie.
You know,
this is clothes. Get with me.
When did you get there? 6 a.m.?
Like 6. I had to wake up at like 6.
What the fuck? Where were you?
Crib.
Yeah.
Having a nice dream.
REM.
Get up earlier.
I know. I've been doing that as well.
Getting up early?
Yeah. Well, you were taught a certain level of discipline as a child.
Yeah.
That I was not.
Oh, right. Because I grew up in China.
Right.
And then you grew up here.
Fairfax, Virginia.
Yeah.
They let the white kids do whatever. It's like a part of the law in Fairfax County. If you are a white child under the age of 14, you're allowed to go anywhere.
At any time.
Bedtime is your choice.
Yeah.
But no, Andrea told me about like the, I mean, we do, we need some of that over here.
Yeah. Discipline.
Yeah. I mean, you got the raising
of the flag.
Eye exercises. That's what I got really excited about.
Did you do them at all?
No, I think I did. I watched one tutorial. Do you know about this?
So like in China, in school for break, for studying, you have to, you do like eye exercises.
Like blinking real hard or like?
No. Like it's like specific, like, massages that you do to your, around your eyes.
Well,
that,
this is, we've got video now. Now yeah. We've got video.
Oh
so
yeah,
we
sure.
Can,
we'll put some, like, it's like, we have a contract with the
like that.
Eye training
like
company.
Yeah. Right. For like a certain amount of time. And then this, and then this.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then your eyes, you feel like, is it like you just feel mad focused?
Rejuvenated.
Oh.
Yeah. Like your eyes will work for longer. Better for longer.
Damn, I could look at shit harder if I start.
So that you could study for longer.
I thought, oh.
Yeah.
And there, and TikTok over there is.
About studying.
It's all about study. It's, yeah, TikTok over there, it's, you know, it's big brain stuff.
Really? They don't get ass?
They made it. To, no ass on TikTok. No booty dances.
That's just for
nobody's
us.
Nobody's on TikTok doing the Harry Styles booty challenge.
No.
Or whatever.
That's
you know.
For America so that we get worse here and then they get better there.
Whoa. It is by design.
Yeah.
It was engineered by China to make Americans more R-worded.
Bro, that's what I knew. And then I got on the shit anyway. I avoided it for as long as I could. Yeah. And I was like, all right. Once I saw one other person over 30 on it, I was like, all right, it's fine. It's safe. Yeah. I'm coming out. And I just get ass in my phone all the time.
Yeah. Well,
and I do feel dumb when I look at the ass.
Yeah, it's by design.
Fuck,
you are
man.
Getting dumber from it. We all are. Yeah. I get it too. And I'm like, oh, I'm stupid. No, you
fuck,
know?
Man.
Yeah.
But what can we do?
Yeah, it's too late now.
Or, yeah, I guess you could get Chinese TikTok. You could download Chinese TikTok.
There is one black dude on my TikTok who I guess is in China. Or at least it looks like it's China. It's just like a dude who straight up looks like he could be my cousin.
Yeah.
Mm.
In China, making dishes. He's like filming these, like really like heartfelt.
Is he speaking Mandarin?
Yeah, he's speaking Mandarin, and it's like sketches, but there's no jokes. He's just being really nice.
Is he from? Is he from here? And he moved out there?
I have no idea. I've just been watching videos until he reveals the story to me. But he'll just pop out and be like, "Oh, I got a bunch of extra tofu. Hey." My man next door, and it's an old Chinese dude, and he'll come out and be like, what? He's like, yo, son, I got all this tofu. You want some? I'm like, I was actually going to eat some tofu. Thank you. And then he just says thank you, and then they go about their day.
Now, does he have I guess the reason why I asked where he hails from is because I think you understand. You understand the gears turning in my brain right now.
Not exactly. What are the gears?
Yeah, what are you
explain
about?
A little further, Brandon.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
Yeah, Brandon.
You think this motherfucker saw Rush Hour 2 and said, I'm moving to China? Is that what you thought?
I'm just saying that we can all agree that it's funny if. Like.
If
he's.
If he's.
Let's see. He's black, but he's a Chinese accent. Well, when he speaks English.
Don't look at me like this.
You know it's funny.
That would be funny.
That's very funny.
I'm not gonna say it's not. It could possibly be funny.
You were.
It could possibly be funny.
You wanted her to all. You were trying to not laugh.
Yeah.
And in hopes that she would also not laugh.
Dog, this is on camera now. What do you want me to do?
And then it's a frame. And then the frame is me between the two of you.
It's on camera.
Saying that, then getting nothing.
What?
And I'm not. Obviously, I'm not gonna. You know. That's very,
yeah,
you know,
but what if I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. No, I know.
What the fuck?
Well, that's why it's a, oh, whoa. He's on the, you know.
I didn't want to join you on the balance beam.
I'm on a balance beam between the damn Twin Towers and, you know.
You made it.
And I made it.
It's September 10th. And you're.
And we can all agree that it's
funny.
Funny?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's funny.
It's funny.
Does he?
I want to see him speak. I really want to see him speak English.
I don't think he does, but I'm interested.
Yeah.
I have not seen him speak English.
No, any non-Asian person can go to China and have a whole career if they can speak Mandarin, doing nothing.
Yeah.
You can like literally do nothing but speak Mandarin or just have an interest in Asian culture and then you can have a whole career.
John Cena.
Yeah.
What? Have you seen John Cena speaking fluent Mandarin?
I had no idea.
But like horribly.
Oh, it's just like.
But he's speaking it.
He's speaking it, but you need subtitles to understand. You can't really. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than, you know, like back in the day, John Cena, he's doing his best. He's speaking Mandarin. There's like videos of
in
know,
jean
like
shorts still with the jean shorts.
God, you know, yeah, of course.
Okay,
that's not he's gonna keep the jean shorts stay on.
All right.
But you know, there's some videos of you know Dwayne the Rock Johnson doing the offensive version. You know, where he's speaking Chinese, but
are you talking about The Rock? Is this a Rock?
Dwayne
video?
The Rock Johnson. He was, you know, hey, different time, you know. Hey, but that's progress. You know, John Cena's trying.
I see what you're saying. An honest effort.
Yeah.
As opposed to
right.
No. Yeah. No. He's fully on camera, being like, "Yeah, Taiwan's not. I'm sorry. Taiwan's not a real country. I'm sorry." He's like apologizing. Because he accidentally said Taiwan was a country on a interview.
Oh, shit.
And then he had to apologize.
I thought it was. I'm late.
You have to apologize now.
My bad, y'all. Hey, whoops.
Well, yeah, it's sort of a...
It's a hot button issue.
It's a hot button issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot you an email about this later.
I mean, I'm not. What's,
so China.
How do you feel about it?
So China.
This is a comedy podcast.
Doesn't want Taiwan to be its own thing.
Okay. See, I knew that part.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you couldn't talk about it.
You can talk about it, but China will get mad at you if you call Taiwan a real country.
And then you can't use Alibaba anymore or some shit?
They'll ban you from the face of China. Like, they were going to take John Cena off of Chinese stuff. And he's like, don't. He's like, no.
Because he's getting, John Cena's getting crazy Chinese
the
money.
Yeah, he's getting Chinese money. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, I want it. I want Chinese money. And so he's like, no, Taiwan's not real. Taiwan, sorry. You know?
So he's kind of he's full. What's the term? It was a full nationalist.
Yeah, he's Chinese nationalist.
Chinese nationalist, which that was on the old podcast. You were kind of.
Yeah, I'm Chinese nationalist.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So.
Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with China.
All right, let's go to let's check out the World Baseball Classic or something. Let's get some China jerseys, man.
Oh,
we could do that.
That would be hard.
You know, to everybody from Taiwan, hey, better luck next year, nigga.
Yeah, sorry.
We riding.
Just part of China.
Jeremy Lin, next. Go on.
More like mainland China. Jeremy Lin, more like from mainland China.
More like, yeah, that's pretty good. That joke will smack in China. That joke will kill if you told that.
Yeah. Like, no, they would be like, that is, you just said a fact. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. They'd be like, what is the joke? You just said something that is true.
Do they have stand-up over there?
Yeah. Have they brought Clapter over there?
Oh, my
yet?
God. No, Clapter? Not yet.
Oh,
not yet.
Really? Don't.
Does China have Clapter
don't,
yet?
Don't,
no.
Don't let them.
They have the only form of stand-up for
we
some
need
reason.
We need a Chinese Nanette.
I'll go do it. I should go do it. But they, the only form of stand-up for some reason in China is like a competition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like kind of like American Idol, but for stand-ups.
Comic standing.
Yeah, oh, oops. Yeah.
The first winner of Last Comic Standing in America, Dat Phan.
Where'd Dat Phan from?
I don't know.
I thought he was Vietnamese.
He was doing Asian minstrel. You know?
That sounds like a Vietnamese name, right?
Dat Phan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
It must be.
That's how it hit my...
Yeah.
I don't really know where anybody's from. I just, when I hear the name, I'm like...
And you don't want to guess.
Yeah.
You can guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Guessing is chill?
Yeah.
You can guess. You can guess. I think so.
Well, Vietnam was definitely my guess.
Vietnam.
Yeah.
Oh, he was 100%.
For sure. Vietnamese, for sure.
Dat Phan was for sure Vietnamese.
Dat Phan, come on the show. Yeah, when absolutely. You see this, we know you're going to see this.
We know you're Vietnamese.
We know. Don't lie. Hey, Dat Phan.
We know you're fucking Vietnamese.
Complete. Show's off to a great start. Yeah. We're making friends. We're getting international this week. Welcome back to International Brandon Jamel Week.
Yes. Yeah. And we can all agree that it would be funny for a black guy to have a Chinese accent. We can all agree.
When we go to the UN, we can say that at the UN. That would be so funny.
Okay, so
right,
and then I'll join you. Yeah,
we're doing a press tour. The show just started, so we're doing Chapo. We're fucking with Adam Friedland's show. Then we're going to the UN because that's all New York shit.
Yeah, there we go. Good. Yeah.
We'll hit all that.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, New York Comedy Club and
The Met.
We're gonna do the Met.
Yeah, hit the UN and then Legion of Skinks.
Right, following.
I'm glad that we all agreed eventually, you know. Because honestly, I think I just took too long to express the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't really fully. Because you kept looking at me like you were saying something way more foul.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
it's not
the
bad.
Face you looked at me with.
I think it was like the wind up to the pitch.
Yeah. That was,
I was like,
you scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. No, I think it would be funny.
Yeah.
Because it would be like reverse Awkwafina.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. There we go.
Which we don't have a reverse Awkwafina.
Yeah. Yeah. So it would be like, all right.
Yeah.
And it would be hilarious.
It's time to get back.
That'll be tough. And then reverse Awkwafina. So then black Chinese accent. Yeah. And then 10 years later, it'll just be
would it be funnier? Never happened.
Well, buddy, we should start making sketches on the Patreon. I'm thinking we start making sketches on the Patreon. And I have my first idea.
All right. We'll get the storyboards ready.
So you're going to act in this.
We can't hire nobody else.
So you're going to.
I got to do it.
No, it's going to be you.
It's Los Angeles. Let's do some casting.
It's the Brandon Jamel Show Patreon.
Let's just do some Chinese accent.
I'm not.
I can't do no casting.
Andrea said that you should.
We just cast you just now.
Y'all just.
Yeah.
I ain't even seen a script or nothing, and now I gotta do it. Hold up. No, just wait a second.
You could riff.
Yeah, it's kind of a loose outline.
Yeah, you could riff.
It's really improv heavy.
Have a Chinese accent.
Gonna be me and Andrea, we're gonna write the sketch. Yeah. We're gonna write the sketch and you're starring in it. You're attached.
Yeah, but open to riffing from you.
Yeah.
Okay. You know that I guess that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you have to do Chinese accent with riffs.
That's the exactly.
Hold up a second, can I tell y'all on a side note? I had to read for an audition the other day and they were like, hey, try a Jamaican accent.
What was it for?
I'm not here. But they were
know.
Like,
we
try could. It. Listen, they, I'm not going.
What was it?
They
for?
Were like, try a Jamaican accent. It's okay if it's bad. And I'm like, well.
Oh, no.
I do this shit. I can't. My problem with my impressions is I can only do an impression for like half a sentence. I can do it perfect for a few words, and then the shit just starts to sound Irish.
Yeah.
No, me too. Yeah, when I try to do accents, I'm like, it turns British.
There's no way to. I don't know how you have to be British to maintain an accent.
Yeah.
That's facts. Yeah. Well, everybody know that.
Me, I'm kind of a vocal chameleon.
You can do it all.
Yeah, I can do it. I can do it all.
I forgot you used to open for the dude from Police Academy.
Yeah, he taught me everything I know.
Yeah, yeah. Those were some wild times.
So I could tell that you were sort of trying to divert.
Yeah.
From our
no,
100%.
No,
I'm in Chinese accent.
Of, yeah,
listen,
yeah.
Dudes,
which
I,
would
yeah,
be really
I was
funny.
Trying to of change the
black
subject.
Guy with a Chinese accent.
You could be.
Do y'all want to talk about anything so, else?
You could be the next Awkwafina.
Yeah. No. So I'm just kind
I'm
of like.
I'm sure I'm ready for that.
Well, like when I'm like when I'm in that like creative flow state, right? I get into just like full like tunnel vision,
yeah.
Hyperfixation, right. You know, and. Like I can really
creative,
like
Brandon,
but that's so when you.
I'm like seeing it. I'm seeing it right now, yeah. And I'm seeing it do numbers.
Yeah,
and I'm really seeing this sketch do numbers.
Me too. Me too. And,
you know, as for like what the comment section
y'all
will
both
say,
think this is good. It's gonna.
I don't
good.
Know. I don't know what the. I don't know what
numbers
people will
doesn't
have to
mean
say
it's
about
gonna be
it
good
in the in the comments.
We can turn off comments. But I think the numbers will be great.
I promise you, this get, there will be engagement on this one. Okay? And so, no, I think it's a really good idea. I think it's a really good idea. I mean, I tried it. I tried telling Lauren about it. I tried telling Lauren about this sketch idea. I said, all right, get this. It's a black guy with a Chinese accent. And he was, you know, but that's the thing about sort of being independent creators like ourselves is that we can take matters into our own hand.
Yeah.
We can control, we can like control our own fate. And I'm thinking that
can we just start with another one? What
I'm
about
thinking,
the one?
I'm thinking that
let's do who's on first.
I'm thinking. I'm thinking we gotta rehearse right now.
Let's try it. Let's just
okay,
give it a
and,
try.
Okay. Okay. And action.
Yeah.
Y'all sure y'all want to do? Y'all don't want to do nothing. Now. Right. Y'all don't have anything.
Okay, fine.
You guys don't want to talk about like how cold it is outside. We're in Los Angeles. It's snowing.
That's hey, that's fine.
That's
fine.
Not no. No did anybody it's... have a rough time on the freeway?
Can you say that with a Chinese accent?
I'm not saying no because I just have my manager look at the paperwork or something. Can we draw up something?
No. No
but
reps.
When it's such
we're
a
not
good
getting
idea.
Reps involved.
No reps.
Yeah. No, we're not. We're not
we,
getting reps.
We don't
want to
be giving away 10% on this genius idea.
No, that's yeah. That's the well. Also, I'm taking the full cut.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm taking the full cut of this video.
I don't even get to see none of these
it's gonna make
racist
you so,
bucks.
No, it's gonna make you so clouded.
Yeah. You'll be so famous after.
Yeah.
You could do whatever you want after.
You can do whatever you want in like
I could do it
anything
one I want.
Sphere.
And you know, that's priceless.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like it has a very definitive price and number. Are you sure? Oh, I'm just, look, man, if y'all really believe in it, we could talk off air. That's what I'll say about that. Let's just...
Okay.
Because I kind of need to...
Yeah.
I need a second.
Whatever we talk, we can talk about off air, we can talk about on air. Yeah, that's... we do need a reverse Awkwafina.
Yeah.
I mean they've been
and Brandon's like I'm not sure.
But
I had a whole blackface series we was going to do.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
For all of Black History Month. I had it all. I wrote everything. I paid for the studio space.
Wow.
And then Brandon's like, "Oh, I don't
Why did he do it? Why are you doing it? Oh, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Brandon.
Well, it's, okay.
So that's why you want me to be Chinese now. Once I'm like, you, shit.
Once you do, okay. You do one. Okay. Black guy with a Chinese accent.
I made a TikTok.
And I,
for the whole thing, it wasn't even going to be on his own TikTok.
And then I'll go Jimmy style.
It was Black Brandon.
Good trade.
Oh yeah. No, that's
Black Brandon's a good
Black
name.
Black Brandon's a good account.
Yeah. Oh, actually, damn, he liked it too much. I'm riffing too hard.
Oh no, giving you ideas.
That's a big backfire. That one backfired on me.
Oh no.
Now I gotta make this TikTok.
Yeah, now you both have to do things.
Let me borrow your laptop.
My hand has been forced by God into race play.
Both of you. Yeah.
Oh no, not again. That's what I would say.
Think of all the numbers.
Exactly. I mean, numbers.
Big numbers. If somebody found an old video of me doing race play, I would say I'm sorry, it was God's will. God told me in a vision. Nobody's tried that.
That's actually pretty
good. Right,
nobody's
that's true.
Nobody's yeah. tried this.
Who can argue
nobody's,
with that?
Nobody said, "Well, God, what if I told you God told me to do it?"
Yeah.
That's applicable to anything.
Right. I wouldn't have done it if God did not tell me to.
Think of anything that people get mad at.
I mean, dog, that's how we got the whole Louisiana Purchase.
Yeah.
Wow.
God said we got to go run these natives over. They fucked them niggas.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
God told them that. Andrew Jackson was dressed like Paddington Bear waking up. You know, he had the sleep gown with the little hat.
Honk shoe.
You did.
Oh my God.
I love the little hat.
Yeah, the hat is so nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what amount of money it takes to where I could comfortably sleep with a hat on, but I aspire to get there for sure.
No, I know. We gotta get there. That's the next tier.
I feel like you've tried it.
What?
Of the three of us, you've done a sleeping cap one night, right?
Of everyone I know, out of everyone I know, if somebody were to have tried sleeping with a sleeping cap, I would think it's Brandon.
You know, I'm cozy. I'm good at being cozy. There's one thing. That's one thing about me is I'm good at being cozy.
Brandon's about to start wearing house coats.
I get too cozy.
Yeah.
I get too cozy sometimes. That's
That's true.
In uncozy circumstances, I'm cozy.
Which I applaud.
Nevertheless.
I applaud the self. Is that self-care? It feels like self-care to me.
It is.
Yeah.
Have you tried sleeping cap though?
No. Actually,
no. Damn.
No.
I'll look into it for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, thanks. No, I'm down. I'm definitely open to it.
We should all dress like Ebenezer Scrooge.
I gotta actually. Yeah. Ooh, hold up. I got a new robe.
Wow.
Okay. Are we talking like what?
Are you gonna
it's
get
not
it?
Like silk.
Yeah, should I do the rest of this in a robe?
I don't think so.
Yeah. It's kind of a different.
It's very cozy
different
looking.
Vibe. It's pretty
wow.
It's pretty cozy.
Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, it's kind of.
You look great, Brandon.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
I wish you had a cap.
I know.
Yeah.
Imagine this with a sleeping cap.
Yeah, yeah. Or even just a shower cap. Fuck it. Any sort of like hat that is only worn in your home.
Yeah.
I think those might be the only two.
Damn. Yeah, but it's good.
What else is there? Yeah, it's
terry cloth top is, but with pockets.
Yeah, with pockets.
Get out the shower, put your phone in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, I dig it.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty pumped about it.
Have you met the polo bear?
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. Don't meet your heroes.
I'm just imagining Brandon and the polo bear like getting yerped up somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I started a new podcast.
Midtown.
The polar bear.
And the polar bear has some ideas, all right? The polar bear is saying some wild shit. Yeah. You think Brandon's saying some shit? The polar bear, no, he's
you can tell.
The polar bear is actually like fully like on some Blue Lives Matter shit.
Yeah.
Like the bear underneath the clothes.
Look at him. He has money. Mm-hmm.
Ton of money.
Yeah. He's from money.
Upper crust shit.
Yeah. Born into
he's, no, he
money.
Was, yeah. No, he was raised with no values. This is a man of leisure to a fault.
Yeah.
This is a, you know? It's all pleasure with that guy. And at what cost? I don't know.
Very high cost.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Of people's lives.
Yeah.
And Robes, I know this shit hit you for about $2 bills.
This is, you know, I think it was a little less. Is this, and we got this is like.
189 before this tax.
This is pretty like, this is probably like the sluttiest episode.
Dog, yeah, you're wildin'.
Yeah, this is like, I've got my full calf out. But more importantly, let's talk about race. Okay, top three races.
Okay.
Top five master races.
Top five, yeah, top five master races.
This is just
number
races.
One, half Filipino. Our top
three is confirmed. Our top three is locked
Okay,
in.
What are our top three?
So it's half Filipino, okay. Minions. The race of Minions.
Yeah.
They're funny as fuck.
They're so funny. I agree with that.
They're funny.
Minions.
Yeah. And then the third, I don't know, what are we doing? Was it Italy? What are we saying?
No.
Italians?
No.
No.
You're not going to give it to him?
Nah, stop that. Stop that.
I don't think so.
No. Ooh. Top three. So half Filipinos and then Minions. And then what are we?
Oh, right. The Danes. I forgot it was the Danes. We have the Danes number three.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peace to Christian Eriksen.
Why Denmark?
Well, I think it's just the hottest version of white people, which is why.
Yeah, that's true.
Or Swedes.
Swedes is too blonde, dude.
It's too blonde.
Yeah, you can do too blonde. Yeah, you can go too blonde.
It feels nefarious. It feels evil.
Too blonde is evil.
Yeah, yeah.
It's scary.
It's like
they're
definitely going to do something to you.
And it's not even hot. It's not hot anymore.
Yeah. How do you feel about blonde men?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too much.
Yeah.
Like, is it
villain.
Yeah.
It's villainous.
And it's kind of,
off-putting.
I don't know. Well, it's kind of gay to be a blonde man. That's kind of gay to me.
I think so.
Only in America. I think overseas, you gotta give them some different. They don't adhere to our rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, So, do you have
for me?
Yeah. What are your favorite races?
I think, that's hard.
I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. Top three. Yeah. Should I go 3-1 or 1-3?
Well, that's your preference.
Okay, I'll start with first. Mm-hmm. Black person with Chinese accent.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
We're going to make it happen.
Yeah, number one.
We're going to make it happen. Uh-huh. Second, Chinese nationalists. And then third Minions. Minions, of course.
That's respect, dude. That's respect, dude.
Yeah. Who's your favorite Minion?
Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the cute one.
I love Bob.
Bob's a cute one. Maybe we'll throw
Bob on the top of the.
Yeah. Let him know.
Bob will kind of slowly fall down.
Yeah.
At the beginning of her race countdown. And then it'll come into frame, completely cover me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bob.
I wish he was here.
I know.
You have an email? Have you texted him?
Can you get Bob on the podcast?
We had a falling out.
No.
Damn, what happened, man?
What did you do?
What's that?
What did you do to Bob?
It was all, I don't know. I guess it's on me.
Yeah.
They
were supposed to be splitting a bag of perks. Yeah.
Right.
And then Brandon was like, oh, my Venmo's not working.
No, I ate his banana. I ate his banana. He said he was saving it for later.
Yeah. I ate it.
Yeah.
His
banana. That's worse than the perk
thing. I ate his banana.
That's worse than the Percocet thing.
They love it. They love those.
Percocet?
You also are a big fan.
I love bananas.
Okay.
I love bananas. Like, yeah. Yeah, we both, me and the minions, we all love bananas.
They love banana.
Banana.
Banana. Banana. They say banana. Bido.
Yeah, they say banana.
Banana.
It's, I know they say it. Y'all looking at me like, I don't know. I know that the minions say that.
What kind of accent is that? It's not a Chinese minions? Accent.
It defies all of language.
It's a mishmash. I mean,
it's a full on. They hit the international franchise cheat code, where it's like you don't even have to really, you don't have to translate the shit that they're saying. Yeah. Every country watches Minion and they get it.
And they 100%. Love them.
They understand.
Oh my god!
Oh, this is funny as fuck. And
did you guys watch
cutesy.
Minions?
The I haven't seen the latest
two.
Two, yeah.
The rise of Gru.
Yeah.
How'd you?
I watched that.
How'd you feel about it?
I loved it. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just so funny.
Basically, they're acting awesome.
Would you say it's an action packed romp that's fun for the whole family?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's Chinese people in it. And they learn kung fu. Sorry.
Is that no. I might have
The minions learn kung fu.
The minions.
Oh, the minions learn kung fu.
The minions learn kung fu.
Yeah.
And they're so funny.
Well, that feels like that's on the right side of history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I watched it I gotta circle back and I gotta watch Minions Rise of Gru again. So I did watch it. I only watched it once, but it was like, it was on a hotel TV where, you know, when they have like the movies on demand in a hotel and it's like $17
by.
Or whatever to rent a movie.
17?
I was trashed. I was like,
you paid $17?
I was like
it?
alone in a hotel and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking watch a Minion Rise of Gru. And like, just by myself, just like,
what city were you in?
I believe this was Chicago, but
okay,
yeah, you know it's
he was in gang territory. He was in Chirac.
Yeah, buying minions for $17.99.
You've seen like the soundtrack, Minions 2 Rise of Gru soundtrack?
No,
star studded.
No, wait, who's on there?
Well, it's all produced by Jack Antonoff. And so there's like, he produced like a bunch of like Taylor Swift, Lana Del Rey stuff.
Oh, wow.
You know, a bunch of, you would know it, Living Lord, some Carly Rae.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the pop songs we know and love.
Which, on a side note, but, I really thought those little white girls was writing them songs they sell.
I mean, they're writing it, but he's producing the songs, you know? And so, you know, it's like, these beautiful women are making great songs, but. There is a man behind them.
Yeah.
You know, and
at the end of the day, still women.
He produced the Minions 2 soundtrack, and you know, there's a lot of Caroline Polachek's on there. Saint Vincent. There's a bunch of folks. Wow. I don't know. Yeah, we gotta pull up the Minions 2. I don't know. I don't have my phone.
We're just going to play the soundtrack pocket. In its entirety at this point. It'll just run.
Yeah.
Track 1 to, I'm assuming, 12 to 15. Because
it's required listening. You have to listen to this part of the podcast.
Damn. You know what's tight, though? It feels like between that and all of the Black Panther soundtracks, I feel like movie soundtracks are back, gang.
Oh.
You remember like in the 80s? The movie soundtrack would be better than the movie.
Okay.
And every movie had like a hit song tied to the movie.
That's true. But and you know what someone said to me recently? They said the soundtrack of a movie is 90% of the movie, which I was like, that's an insane thing to say.
It feels like a kind of high.
Right?
I would not say 90.
90%.
Yeah.
I might even give them 40. I feel like I could give them 40.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, 40 sounds about right. 30.
Right?
I'd say 30. But that sometimes I like to take an Adderall and just listen to the Uncut Gems soundtrack.
Sure.
And go about my day.
Right.
And it makes everything like there's the one part where it's like ooh, it's the one that's like, what fuck? I was gonna like try to like recreate it.
Yeah.
Impersonate the Uncut verbally, Gems soundtrack.
But I couldn't do it.
Is it all instrumental?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 10 tricks never.
Yeah, yeah. Lo-fi beats to be smart as hell too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of the tone.
Whoa.
I feel the same way about like the Social Network soundtrack.
That's cool.
Like where you just you're off of a stimulant sending emails.
Yeah. I like
but
when
it raises the state. It makes it so much more intense.
The music when they're rowing. When they're
oh,
racing,
yes,
the Winklevoss twins, when they're like on the river or whatever, on the water rowing.
Did you see that? Well, speaking of the Winklevoss twins, did you see that House of Hammer documentary?
No.
Do you know about this? It's like all of
right. It's about him,
Armie Hammer,
crazy,
and his whole family has like a sick and twisted legacy.
Of what?
He's like
eating people?
Cannibal?
He's like he's like from like money. Like he's like
Polo Bear Country.
Yeah, and so there's just like a huge history of them doing a bunch of wild stuff.
Armie Hammer and the Polo Bear ate a girl.
Yeah.
In 1994.
Yeah. I don't even think he was like eating bitches like that though. Is the thing. He was just like DMing about like, "Oh, what if I ate you? What if I ate you?
Like that was his line. That's his game.
Yeah. I mean, when they were just talking about that stuff, when it was just the DMs about, I'm like, what if I ate you? Haha. Like, I was like, oh, what's the big deal? And then they get to a pretty serious, R situation, you know, and that's no good. But if you're just DMing about,
which R? Like racing?
Yeah, I was like, at first I was like, wait, which R?
And racing, then rapping? He was rapping?
Sex.
Essay.
Yeah.
S-A-R.
Yeah.
The essay kind of R.
Yeah.
Well.
yeah, but that's not, yeah. But, otherwise, yeah, it's. yeah.
Yeah. Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's okay.
We're against that.
Yeah. Officially.
Today.
We're officially against
today.
That.
Today.
Officially, yeah. We're against.
Officially, we're against that. Is there anything that we should have covered that we didn't cover, Andrea?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Felt like we hit them all.
Yeah.
Right? We hit R.
Yeah. Especially once you
the sexual assault type of R.
Mm-hmm.
We hit black people doing Chinese accent would be hilarious.
Check.
Yeah.
We hit minions.
Yeah.
So fun.
They're fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's about it.
What else?
I think that really covers it.
Anything else, email me.
Yeah,
I gotta hit you. I'm gonna hit you about some stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll talk Taiwan in private.
Yeah.
And shit, because I gotta get out of here. You know, I'm hosting a show at 8.
Oh fuck. Yeah,
he's on the show he's in a row.
I gotta get out of here.
It's like basically 8.
We gotta get out of here. We gotta get out of here. We need to leave right now.
Thanks for listening.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Hey, like and subscribe to the Brandon Jamel Show. That's Brandon Jamel. That's our names. And the show's available now. Tell your friends. Hit them buttons, fool.